This is Earth and Sky for Wednesday, January 1st. Fran Burgard of Grass Valley, California writes, "Since the Earth is at perihelion during the Southern Hemisphere summer, is the summer there hotter than the Northern summer?"
Perihelion is our closest point to the sun, and it always comes in early January. This year, in the morning on January 4th for Europe and Africa. That's the night of January 3rd for us in the U.S.
And it is the height of summer now in the Southern Hemisphere, while we're closest to the sun for this year. So it's logical to think that the Southern Hemisphere summers might be hotter.
But they aren't. Of course, the seasons happen mainly because of Earth's tilt on its axis. Right now, sunlight is striking the Northern Hemisphere less directly than the Southern Hemisphere. And that's why it's winter here and summer there.
But does our nearness to the sun now make the Southern Hemisphere summers a bit hotter on average? The answer is no, because of the greater ratio of ocean to land in the Southern Hemisphere. The greater expanse of ocean down under helps cancel out any temperature differences caused by our nearness to the sun.
The southern oceans also keep that hemisphere a bit warmer in July, when it's winter in the southern hemisphere, while the Earth-Sun distance is greatest. Fran, thanks for your question, and with thanks to the National Science Foundation, we're Block N Bird for Earth and Sky.